ABC Radio Australia.
Is TikTok going to be banned? It's a question that has users of the social media site nervous after TikTok's CEO was grilled by the US Congress over whether the app is a national security risk in America.
Congressman, we do not do anything that is beyond any industry norms.
The Chinese Communist Party is engaged in psychological warfare through TikTok to deliberately influence U.S. children.
There are more than 150 million Americans who love our platform, and we know we have a responsibility to protect them.
That was TikTok's CEO, Shou-Si Chew, speaking to a United States congressman there. As you can hear, some U.S. politicians say TikTok, which is the world's fastest growing social media app, allows China to access private data. Both the company and the Chinese government deny this, though. But what does this mean for users of TikTok in the Pacific? And what ramifications would there be if the U.S. did ban it? Our reporter, Jordan Fennell, spoke with Jope Tarai, social media researcher and PhD candidate at the Australian National University, to find out more.
The main issue here is an underlying issue of geostrategic contentions. And of course, as we see, the whole world is having to grapple with this because of the United States' own geostrategic insecurities. And within the Pacific, it's not seen as a matter of geostrategic contention. It's seen as another platform for people to express themselves. And it will be a disaster if the issue of having to ban a particular site will emerge in the Pacific, largely because the Pacific leaders before have tried in one way or the other to actually ban social networking sites. For instance, I think Nauru in the recent past had tried to block Facebook, and that created a whole set of issues because there were claims of it limiting free speech, media access. And so it will be very, very ironic if we come to a stage in our development as human beings where TikTok is going to be banned, but we can't raise the question, or it will raise the question, of freedom of expression. And so in the Pacific region, we've had our bouts of banning websites. And of course, certainly the former prime minister of Samoa as well had threatened to ban Facebook. And again, the same accusations of limiting free speech emerged. And so in this regard, the dynamics of what's happening is not only geostrategic, it also poses a threat about limiting people's freedom of expression. And as I've said, the diversity of that ways in which we express ourselves is also perhaps under threat if this geostrategic contention continues to play out across all different areas and issues of focus.
You obviously watch social media really closely in the Pacific region, and that point that you just touched upon about how in the past a number of Pacific governments have tried to ban social media sites for a number of different reasons, but the criticism of that has been suppression of free speech. If the US does go ahead and ban TikTok and sets that precedent of being able to ban a social media app, from your perspective, I guess, how would that impact then on Pacific leaders' decisions in an area that is already so tense when it comes to governments versus social media and free speech?
I think it would be remiss of the Pacific if it were to follow that, for the obvious reason that it will be following in a line of not only the question of hypocrisy, but also the aspect of being complicit in limiting the ways in which people can express themselves. And that is much deeper in terms of two particular reasons. The first one is the Pacific leadership has just endorsed the 2050 strategy as of last year. One of the key thematic areas that they all endorse collectively through the Pacific Island Forum is digital technology and connectivity. Having to go down the path of limiting a particular social networking site will particularly question that particular commitment because it's connecting people. It's connecting diverse avenues of people's thoughts and views. And also because the Pacific has been criticized when it, or at least some Pacific leaders, had suggested blocking social networking sites like Facebook. Another aspect, apart from the regional 2050 strategy, is also national strategies, national development plans in the Pacific also highlight the need for greater connectivity. And that's also, I can only speak for Fiji in that regard, because Fiji has a national development plan, a 20-year plan from 2017 to 2036, I believe. And one of the key pillars, of course, is encouraging greater connectivity to create entrepreneurship, innovation. And there's a lot of creativity that is unfolding within these landscapes. However so troubled they can be at times, it's not denying the fact that these are commitments, not only in terms of the protection of free speech and, of course, citizens' liberty to freely express themselves, but also because there are tight agreements, or if not at least plans, that are already in place.
Obviously, one of the reasons why the US is currently focusing on this is their concerns around the data that's being harvested by TikTok and then being fed back into China. When a person in the Pacific is using TikTok, what data would TikTok be harvesting about them?
So first and foremost, I think it's appropriate that we understand that TikTok is not the only one that has access to data. All of the social networking sites, everything that we use online, our data footprint is effectively no longer restricted by us. What effectively the concern that has been raised is that TikTok might be used in certain ways by competing governments for certain things. But I have to emphasize that there isn't enough evidence to suggest that that can be the case. And what kind of data? It basically is about, just like what other social networking sites use, what you're communicating, where you're communicating from, what are you saying? What are the topics that you're talking about? What are the most searched topics that you look up for or look out for? And all of that in itself is taken. How I think the issue here is not so much the social networking sites. It's about the data, how the data is used. If the data is used in an unscrupulous manner, then that becomes an issue, regardless of what country, regardless of what technological company.
As this case continues to unfold, what are some of the key areas that you are going to be watching?
So part of my research that I do here in ANU looks at digital ethnography. And in that particular line of work, I'm fascinated by how people use technology and how these things are interacting with our daily lives and how we are responding to it. Clearly, what I'll be looking for in the next couple of months or maybe weeks is whether the United States is going to actually follow through and deny 150 million users in its country access to a platform that is not only about expressing themselves, but a platform that embodies an extension of their identity. There's an identity that everybody has through technology. I have been following these issues for quite a while, and it's brought me from collaborative work with various other researchers and now to ANU. And one of the things that I kind of try to understand is, or see now, is that there's a need for greater research. For instance, last year I was collecting data online and noticed that the Chinese state media was very much an active platform or Facebook page that young people in Papua New Guinea were actively using. And it became a top 10 page, most searched page. And I found that quite interesting last year because of the fact that that was in the lead up to PNG's elections. And so I had written in that particular blog piece that this deserves greater examination. So I think my final sentiment would be there's a need for greater support for digital research within the political arena because of the fact that the frontier that we're going to see now, especially in public diplomacy, soft power, is effectively digital, and it's going to target young people. You're going to be having a competition over attention and, of course, focus. And considering that the Pacific has at least around estimated over 60% of the population are young people, this is going to become a crucial site or area of focus that perhaps needs more research and focus.